I heard a creaking floorboard in the hallway outside. Turning, I saw August and Rosaline at the door. I gave them a quiet signal with my hand, waving them away. I think I just needed to see it through by myself, to be with him while he came back to his senses. He seemed so harmless, standing there now. For a moment I thought they were going to ignore me and come in anyway, but then August put her hand on Rosaline's arm and they eased out of sight. When T-Ray turned back, he fastened his eyes on me and there was nothing in them but an ocean of hurt. He looked at the pin on my shirt. "You look like her," he said. And him saying that, I knew he'd said everything. I leaned over and picked up his knife, bent the blade closed, and handed it to him. "It's all right," I said. But it wasn't. I had seen into the dark doorway that he kept hidden inside, the terrible place he would seal up now and never return to if he could help it. He seemed suddenly ashamed. I watched him pushing out his lips, trying to gather back his pride, his anger, all that thunderclap he'd first come striding in here with. His hands were moving in and out of his pockets. "We're going home," he said. I didn't answer him, but walked over to our lady where she lay on the floor and lifted her upright. I could feel August and Rosaline outside the door, could almost hear their breathing. I touched my cheek. It was swelling where he'd hit me. "I'm staying here," I said. "I'm not leaving." The words hung there, hard and gleaming, like pearls I'd been fashioning down inside my belly for weeks.
"What did you say?"
"I said, I'm not leaving."
"You think I'm gonna walk out of here and leave you? I don't even know these damn people."
He seemed to struggle to make his words forceful enough. The anger had been washed out of him when he dropped the knife. "I know them," I said. "August Boatwright is a good person."
"What makes you think she would even want you here?"
"Lily can have a home here for as long as she wants," August said, stepping into the room, Rosaline right beside her. I went and stood with them. Outside, I heard Queenie's car pull up in the driveway. It had a muffler you couldn't mistake. Apparently, August had called the daughters.
"Lily said you'd run off," T-Ray said to Rosaline.
"Well, I guess I'm back now," she said.
"I don't care where the hell you are or where you end up," he said to her, "but Lily's coming with me."
Even as he said it, I could tell he didn't want me back on the farm, didn't want to be reminded of her. Another part of him, the good part, if there was such a thing, might even be thinking that I'd be better off here. It was pride now, all pride. How could he back down? The front door opened, and Queenie, Violet, Lunella, and Maybelline stumbled into the house, all wound up and looking like they had their clothes on backward. Queenie stared at my cheek.
"Everybody all right?" she said, out of breath.
"We're all right," said August. "This is Mr. Owens, Lily's father. He came for a visit."
"I didn't get an answer at Sugar Girl's or Cressy's house," Queenie said.
The four of them lined up beside us, clutching their pocketbooks up against their bodies like they might have to use them to beat the living hell out of somebody. I wondered how we must look to him. A bunch of women. Maybelline, 4'10", Lunel's hair standing straight up on her head begging to be braided, Violet muttering, "Blessed Mary," and Queenie, tough old Queenie, with her hands on her hips and her lip shoved out, every inch of her saying, "I double dog dare you to take this girl." T-Ray sniffed hard and looked at the ceiling. His resolve was crumbling all around him. You could practically see bits of it flaking off. August saw it too. She stepped forward. Sometimes I forgot how tall she was. Mr. Owens, you would be doing Lily and the rest of us a favor by leaving her here. I made her my apprentice beekeeper, and she's learning the whole business and helping us out with all her hard work. We love Lily, and we'll take care of her. I promise you that. We'll start her in school here and keep her straight. I'd heard August say more than once, if you need something from somebody, always give that person a way to hand it to you.